About 30 protesters stood outside the Piper Products Company as Governor Walker spoke to workers inside. Jeff Johnson, chair of the Marathon County Democrats, complained that Walker's appearance was scheduled only a few hours in advance.
Governor Poppin just seems to put out a notice about 2 hours before he shows up, flies in at taxpayer expense to a private business to meet with hand-picked folks with no public input and flies away.
At a news conference inside, we asked the governor about Johnson's complaint.
We're actually talking to real people at real companies who are the real middle class, not the tens of thousands of protesters that have been brought in, not only from around Wisconsin, but from Nevada, from Illinois, from New Jersey, and other places. Increasingly, they're coming in from other states. Big union bosses from Washington sending in thugs.
The governor was asked about local government leaders that criticized his budget repair plan and are rushing to ratify union contracts before it becomes law. He said they would have to answer to their taxpayers.
We give local governments the tools, ultimately, so that they can avoid massive layoffs and they can avoid massive property tax increases. If they choose not to use those, again, I think the taxpayers in those communities will ultimately have to come back and respond to them.
How do you explain the Wausau City Council voting unanimously against it?
I explain that they're people who, in many cases, have been supported by unions for their own very elections. So it's political.
And the governor had this to say about the right to unionize.
There are no rights with collective bargaining. It's not in the Constitution at the U.S. or the federal level, nor in the state Constitution.
The governor noted that federal employees do not have collective bargaining rights. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.